believers to be born again back into the God class. Adam was created not subordinate to God, but as a God. He lost it, and in Christ we are taken back to the God class. In saying that, Copeland believes that Jesus, quote, won healing, he won deliverance, he won financial prosperity, mental prosperity, physical prosperity, family prosperity. He said he'd meet my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, and I'm walking around and saying, yes, my needs are met according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Glory to God. I'm covenanting to the need meter. I'm covenanting to the I am. Hallelujah. And I say this with all respect so that it don't upset you too bad, but I say it anyway. When I read in the Bible where he says, I am, I just smile and say, yes, I am too. End quote. That is so blasphemous, it ought to make every true child of God cringe. Yet it is typical of word faith teaching for any human being to call himself the I am, Yahweh, the eternal saving sovereign God, is blasphemy. In the face of criticism for some of his statements about the deity of the believer, Copeland appeared with Paul and Jan Crouch on Trinity Broadcasting Network's program, Praise the Lord, and he was there to defend his teaching. This is the following conversation that ensued. Paul Crouch said, God doesn't even draw a distinction between himself and us. Kenneth Copeland said, never, never. You never can do that in a covenant relationship. Paul Crouch, do you know what else that has settled then tonight? This hue and cry and controversy that has been spawned by the devil to try and bring dissension within the body of Christ that we are gods? I am a little God. Kenneth Copeland, yes, yes. Jan Krauts, absolutely. He gave us his name. Kenneth Copeland, the reason we are. Paul Crouch, I have his name. I'm one with him. I'm in covenant relations. I am a little God. Critics be gone. Kenneth Copeland, you are anything that he is. Paul Crouch, yes. Paul Crouch, head and on-air host of Trinity Broadcasting Network and therefore one of the most powerful, influential people in the religious broadcasting today, has reaffirmed repeatedly his commitment to the little God's doctrine of word faith. Quoting him, that new creation that comes into new birth is created in his image. It is joined then with Jesus Christ. Is that correct? And so in that sense, I saw this many years ago, whatever that union is that unites Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, he says, Father, I want them to be one with me, even as you and I are one in us. So apparently what he does, he opens up that union of the very Godhead and brings us into it.